from what I heard. So listen up now, honey, I'm about to spread the word.
Let's keep this off the record. I wanna keep this confidential. Let's keep it off the record. I wanna keep it confidential.
July 21st, 2011, 9:49 p.m. This is...
Take two
of episode 2.1, you
yes.
said, right?
Of the new generation of...
Of the new generation of Off the Record with Sarah Bozich.
And Jersey Mike.
Sarah, is your website still sarahbozich.com?
It is. And yours would be jerseymike.org.
.org. Jerseymike.com is some actor...
Oh, really?
Or something, yeah. And it's not doing any work because I check it frequently to see if I can get .com.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm not a fucking nonprofit.
Right.
Goddamn blogger with a foul mouth. What's up, dude? It's been a while.
It has been a while.
What are you drinking tonight?
I've got a tall G&T with extra limes.
For those who are not hip to what a G&T may be, what's the G stand for?
Gin.
And the tea?
Tonic.
Ask me what I'm drinking.
What are you drinking there, Jers?
Grape soda. It's a double.
A double grape soda?
Yeah, it's grape vodka and soda water. It's my new favorite drink.
I think that sounds terrible.
It's delicious. You're wrong. I've been drinking them a lot. Because
it smells like Kool-Aid.
And it tastes like a Capri Sun. But it's better than Capri Sun.
Because it doesn't require you... shoving the straw into the metal
fucking
pouch.
I hated that shit, man, because sometimes you poke, like, straight through the pouch.
I was never good at it.
Yeah, I was a big, much bigger fan of the Sips boxes, like the juice box, the actual juice box that you just poke the thing in the top.
Right now we're just testing to make sure this is still going to work.
No, it's still working.
Okay,
it's good.
All right.
Because I'm on a Mac now. Remember the episode that you had to put together with, like, scotch tape and
glue? Only because it was such a good episode.
It was a good episode.
It's still my favorite, I think.
I think there was more than one episode that, like, thinking back on it, I kind of, like, blacked out for.
That one especially. No. I kept calling a zebra a unicorn.
It's a unicorn. I mean, a zebra.
If you guys can find the archives, I believe that was episode 4.
Was it episode 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you...
I was only flirty and 30 that then.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm 32.
Flirting
this is how long
30,
it's been.
Sure. Yeah, and you're also married.
I am.
And I've got a kid on the way.
I know. It's like a whole new Jersey Mike and Sarah Bozich.
It's a whole new generation of podcasting. It's a whole new...
We've got grown-up drink. Well, I have a grown-up drink.
Well, it's a grown-up drink. It's a big kid drink. It's better than a Miller Lite.
Yeah.
Just drink those Miller Lights all the time.
Or Allagash.
Allagash.
Like
yeah, we drink Allagash a bit.
It was a good bit of Miller Lite, though. And Washington Apples, which I think I might finally be over.
You don't want to do one later?
No.
For old time's sake?
We'll see.
Another roll in the hay of Washington Apples?
We'll have to see.
Come on. All right. We don't necessarily have to do shots.
Well, it doesn't have to be Washington Apple either.
Yeah, we just do fucking Jameson straight up.
Yeah, or Bushmills.
Bushmills. Whatevs.
Apparently I learned that I'm a Protestant whiskey drinker. Irish whiskey drinker.
What does that mean?
I learned this when I went to a whiskey tasting a few months ago, that apparently... you know, both Bushmills and Jameson are Irish whiskeys,
mm-hmm.
and Jameson is considered the favorite of Catholics, and Bushmills is considered the favorite of Protestants.
I did not ever know that.
I learned it that night.
I'm a Jameson guy myself.
I've never preferred it, but I'm not Catholic, so that may be why.
I'm not Catholic. I'm a sinner. Actually, no. If I was a Catholic, I would be considered a sinner. We're all sinners.
Centers.
In the big scheme
That's
of things.
Whole point.
Wouldn't you say?
Yes.
It's all right.
So we have a whole lot to talk about.
We have a whole bunch of shit to talk about today. Can I get
we need to cover 2 years worth of information.
Yeah, and we're going to break this up into three sections. There's going to be three 20-minute mini podcasts.
So don't give up yet.
Because I mean, as much as we love hearing ourselves talk for an hour at a time, that's not always the case.
We realize that might be tedious for other listeners. We think we're hilarious.
Dude, there was a couple people that were like, dude, I listen to every single episode start to finish.
Yes, but one of them was my husband.
And one of them, right. Yeah, I don't think my girlfriend even listens all the way through. She hears all the shit that I say anyway.
Right.
You know, I could talk about it before I get here. So I got phone book delivery today.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. Like,
Do you think they would now just drop off a hard drive?
How are they even still in business?
Or like a flash drive. They would just drop off flash drives at everybody's house. Here's all the numbers you might ever need.
Although I did use a phone book. Actually, you know what? It's funny. It's because I'm talking shit about phone books right now. I was in a situation where I used a phone book yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
For what?
A person. Pizza.
See, because that's what I would use a phone book for.
I got fucking Yelp, man. I got Yelp. I got Google Maps. I got Around Me. I got all this other shit on here. But no, I need a person's phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the search things are like, you know, subscription services. You got to pay to find people's phone numbers and everything else. But
or especially if they have a common name, it can be difficult
right.
to like narrow down which John Smith you're looking for.
Exactly. Yeah. Needless to say, I didn't find the person's phone number. But no, it was like the guy I was
out. And they're much thinner now.
Yeah, because there's
it's
no,
crazy.
Because nobody advertises them. Like who uses?
But
the
you
phone
still
book?
Have to pay to not be listed. But you know, I guess too. So many people. So if you people
no,
have
who
landlines.
Who has landlines?
I
you know I have one now. I got one through Comcast because AT&T cell signal in my apartment. It was like talking to a tin can,
right.
And hoping the other person had a fucking string long enough to receive the call that I was making.
Well, there was a time in the. A couple apartments ago, when I still lived in the city, that's the other thing. I don't live in the city anymore. There's a change.
You moved out of the city before we stopped podcasting.
Oh, yeah, we did do a couple more after I moved, but
yeah, we did one from your yard, remember?
That's right.
With the little fellas chirping. With the little, what are they called? Crickets.
Yeah, those are called crickets.
Yeah, the little crickets.
But I had, my phone was stolen, and...
Wait,
I,
recently?
No, no, no. I'm talking about a few apartments. So this is when the value of the landline
yeah.
to me happened that long ago. I didn't have one in that apartment, and my cell phone was stolen, and I lived alone, and it just kind of freaked me out. Like, what if something happened to me? I don't have just a phone that I could use to call somebody. And I thought, oh, well, I could jump online and, like, I am somebody for help, but
so
which is another thing we don't do anymore.
I am?
Well, I mean, occasionally. I don't count GChats, like not the same.
I have Adium, which aggregates.
That's all of them. I use
yeah.
Trillion, same thing.
Yeah, it's AIM, GChat, Facebook.
Oh, GChat's in there too.
Yeah, I hate Facebook Messenger though, man. Like I just sometimes like don't even want to be bothered with it. You know, like there's so many people on there. It's just like I just don't even want.
And
it.
Now it's ever in the.
Yeah.
But you can put yourself as invisible.
Yeah, and you can turn it off too. I've turned it off. Just because.
I don't mind it. Sometimes the most random people just pop up and say hi.
Yeah. It's like, oh, hey. And like, yeah, they probably think that because you're on Facebook, you're just dicking around.
Right. That's the only bad thing, too, because I keep mine up all day.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
do
like,
the same
no, I'm
thing.
I'm actually working. I just have this here.
Yeah. So, Google Plus, are you, you know, yay or nay? What do you think?
So far, I'm not nay. I'm not necessarily yay yet. Like, I have not... I've clicked on a bunch of links that says, here's everything you need to know about Google Plus, and I have not made the time to actually read it. I've gone on and played around a little bit, but I don't really know. The only thing that I did notice today, I posted my weekend roundup, as I do every Thursday,
uh-huh.
and I posted it for the first time to Google Plus, which I had to do manually, although I think there's a way I can learn to do that automatically. And within a few minutes, I had two comments and a plus one, which... No one ever comments on, very rarely actually comments on my
blog
post itself. Yeah.
Yeah. I think
sometimes
Facebook
I get likes.
Yeah, they'll comment on Facebook. Yeah, I noticed that, like, I mean, even a couple of years ago that, like, I started getting fewer comments on my blog,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, like, you know, 30 comments on the post on
right,
Facebook.
Right, or a lot of, I get a lot of tweets about it.
Yeah, which is fine,
yeah.
you know, but, like, yeah, I kind of thought that was, like, the validation of a good blog post is if you got, you know, 60
exactly.
comments on it or whatever.
And some still do. I don't know what the magic catch is to
yeah.
just
maybe it's the people who aren't on Facebook who do read the blog. Well, you're kicking ass with the ticket giveaways and stuff on your blog.
Yeah, I'm trying to make it real consistent. Every now and then I miss a week either because I'm busy or I don't have someone lined up, but I've been trying to drive traffic, and they've been pretty successful. Some are better than others.
Yeah. Russ and Ruth did pretty well for you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And good. Like you, I had people asking me, too,
for
how
tickets.
I get tickets at the last minute.
I posted a status update where Medeski, Martin, and Wood tickets go on sale tomorrow morning. I was like, dude, buy your fucking tickets, because the day of the show, as much as I have a hard time saying no.
Yeah.
Like, I just, you know, because, like...
Same here. I, like, will go out of my way to help people. And
yeah. Even my casual, you know, casual friends, you know, casual acquaintances. Not people I would, like, bro down with, but, like, people you see out at the bar, you know, you hang out with now and again. And
it feels good to do people a favor here and there.
Yeah, and I want to help, you know, but, like, you know, it gets to the point where, like, I mean, I think it was, like, G-Love. I swear to God, I got 40 fucking text messages that day of the show.
I don't know if people, maybe they get it now, but I think that people didn't understand that, no, really, this could sell out. This will sell out.
Well, no, I mean, we've sold out.
Now the proof is.
We've sold out, like, 15, 20 shows in the past year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's so awesome.
But yeah, so I haven't gotten into Google Plus. You know, I don't know. Do you use it? Like, do you go on it and post shit, or is it?
No, I posted. Aside from that, my blog today, I posted one other, just a funny status update.
Yeah.
And I don't remember to check it. I delete every email that says someone's added me to their circle because it's in the notifications when I eventually get to it. But I haven't had time yet to play around with it.
I hope it's more successful than Google Wave was.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Ugh.
But there's all kinds of things it's missing that I think would be the first part of that. I use Google Reader now. I used to use Blog Lines, but I finally made the switch. And I subscribe to my own feed. And then I can share right from there.
From the Google Reader feed?
Yeah, and then in the box there's also a send to Twitter and Facebook, which
okay.
I use sometimes to re-promote, like, later in the day or
right.
whatever. Or, you know, if I'm reading someone else's blog, I want to promote it. And yeah, I feel like right there should be a send to Google Plus, but it's not there.
Huh.
I mean, it's early, but to me that's one of those things that would have been, you know, first nature. Let's tie in all of our products so that they automatically link to your Google Plus
There's
account.
Just so much shit now. I mean, even more than 2 years ago. Like, Twitter is mainstream now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's absolutely
incredible.
You know, like, people are all over. We were early adopters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
You're over 2,000 followers now, right?
Oh, yeah.
2,500?
I'm not sure.
I'm at almost 1,500.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
and actually, speaking of, on our last recorded, posted podcast, all of us, me, Aaron and Jonas all beat you to hell up about Foursquare and how stupid that was.
Ah, yeah.
We told you that was
bitches.
The dumbest thing.
Yeah.
The
listen to Jersey Mike.
Isn't
what the fuck he's talking about?
We don't even have it here yet. It's stupid.
And it
now,
just launched. Now,
I still don't play Foursquare. I still think it's a little silly, but
I love it. Adam Klein.
But people are into it.
Yeah, I
they
love
really
it, dude.
Are.
I love taking mayorships. I'm the mayor of Crown Fried Chicken.
Well, where are you
going
to go?
On Market Street? Come on. It's a mayorship. And then Chris Hoke and I duke it out
over
Roxy's and now the Yankee Doodle Diner.
Oh, yeah.
Which is my new, like, in my top five favorite breakfast spots.
I took my dad there. He wasn't... Well, I sent him there. He wasn't impressed.
No?
No.
It's just a good diner.
Yeah. Yeah, he liked his
food. Dude, it's so much better than the... what the fuck? The whatever it was called before that.
I don't know what it was.
Riverview, the Riverside Diner.
Oh, I never went there.
Terrible. It was horrible. Yeah, look at that. How about it, huh? Yeah, now Foursquare is all hipster now, and everybody's on it, and checking in places. And,
yep.
Yeah, see?
So have you got anything free out of it?
No. I'm going to try.
Okay. At Cornerstone Coffee House, every fifth check-in, you get a free cup of coffee.
Really?
Yep.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Something else that I was ahead of the curve on, Sarah Bozich.
How'd you tell?
The city is currently going through something called Act 47, right?
Yes.
And I remember a time, 5-6 years ago, when this kid was blogging regularly about city politics, when I said, bankruptcy is going to happen. It's got there's no money. They don't have it. 5 years ago, bitches called me a curmudgeon, a fly in the ointment.
You're too young to be a curmudgeon.
A freaking rabble rouser. But
you
look
like
at it now.
Being a rabble rouser.
I have no problem being a rabble rouser. But I'm just saying, you know,
yeah.
Like everybody criticizing. Saying, oh, yeah, loudmouth, whatever, you're wrong. No, you can go file bankruptcy. It's the city, everything's great. Second Street, Restaurant Row. Now, oh, man, our streets didn't get cleaned again this week.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? Oh, the fire trucks are broken down. Why don't we get them fixed? Have you seen the city of Harrisburg's website?
No.
Can I show it to you right
Please.
Now? And if you're listening to this and you have not seen the city of Harrisburg's website, you'll have to go to cityofhbg.com, which is what I'm going to show my co-host right now. Cityofhbg.com. And oh my gosh, what is that?
Oh my god.
It's a fucking hold page. But it's okay because that was always just a redirect. Cityofhbg.com just redirected to harrisburgpa.gov, which is the Harrisburg, PA. There it is.
Isn't that the DCED site?
No, this is the actual city of Harrisburg site. Yeah. It's a blog. It's a WordPress blog.
Wow.
It's a WordPress blog that has no information on it. Because what I hear, and this is just, you know, hearsay, is that I hear, and this is what I'm going to say, that the company that was, you know, maintaining the website, doing the hosting, never got paid, so they were like, you know what, Harrisburg, fuck you, we're shutting this thing down, and they pulled the website, and there was nothing for like a few days. Now this is what we have. Incidentally, this is an out of the box WordPress template, like
okay.
it's a free one, you know, that you can download. This is the same template as Tara Aki's Today's the Day Harrisburg. Look, oops, oh shit, what'd I do? Yeah, look.
Oh my god.
Same exact thing. They have the exact same, and her website
has content.
Has a tremendous amount more information about what's going on in the city than the city's website does.
In this day and age, that is just simply unacceptable.
Yeah, no, and not only that, it's embarrassing.
Oh, it's
embarrassing.
Totally embarrassing. You're right.
Oh, hey, I'm an out-of-town business guy. I'm thinking about opening a business in the city of Harrisburg. Let me go to their website and see what kind of taxes I have to pay and what kind of permits are required for this burgeoning business. Oh, man, there's no website for the city?
Mm-hmm.
What? Well, it's cool. It's only 2011, so maybe they just haven't caught up yet.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, it doesn't make us sound any more... pathetic.
Yeah. But anyway. So, what else? Tell me about your trip in here. No pun intended.
So, I get out of my car. I parked on 2nd Street in front of the sandwich man. And...
Did you get a sandwich?
I did not.
I like the bread there.
I've only eaten there a couple times. I like it, but it never rocks my world like it does other people. I got out of my car, and this nice-looking older gentleman said to me, "Excuse me, do you have 75 cents?
Excuse me, you got 75 cents? Is that how he said it?
No, actually, he was quite articulate.
Really?
Yeah, that's what makes this story so unusual. So I turn to answer him as I continue to walk forward. And I go to say to him, "I'm sorry, I don't have any change," and I trip over a hole in the sidewalk. And then he says to me, "Oh, I'm sorry," and turns his head to the next guy.
Like, oh shit, you see that bitch fall?
She needs 75 cents more than I do.
Was it like a pothole in the sidewalk?
It was like a pothole in the sidewalk. I mean, it wasn't like gaping, but it was like a big chunk of sidewalk had been, and I didn't even get to split it. I tripped over it and just kept going. I had to, you know,
yeah.
Get my composure and keep on keeping on.
Get over to the podcast.
Yes.
The dope cast.
The dope cast.
The love cast. There's did you see the pothole at Boas in Third?
No.
Oh, it's a sinkhole. It's got to be 3 feet deep. There's one on, I don't know if it's Harris or Hamilton, one of them, but like up by Fifth Street, that like, if you don't see it, you're bottoming out and breaking your fucking radiator in your car. It's that bad. Yeah, and like there's nothing to warn you of it. Like if you don't know it's there, you're fucked. But they like spray painted an orange line in front of it.
They couldn't even throw a cone down there.
Like a little something. You know, like, hey, look, heads up. Or just pack some sand down into it or something, you know?
Oh my gosh.
It's terrible. But you know, I mean, all we can do is be optimistic, right? Like all we can do is keep a positive attitude about the city. I mean, we can hope it's gonna get better. We can hope they're gonna
do
something.
I think we're past that now.
You know, hope and change, right? Isn't that what we're supposed to be believing in?
Is that what Linda ran on, hope and change?
She ran on the coattails of hope and change. She ran in the shadows of hope and change. Linda hasn't done a single good thing for this city, and I will go on the record, off the record, saying that. I can't name one. I can't think of one good thing.
I just was trying to think of one thing.
Name one thing. City website's down. Oh, you know what I got? I got one of these parking. Where's my keys? In my pocket. It's one of these parking meter.
Parking keys?
Yeah, parking key for the parking meter.
Cool.
Awesome. Right? Yeah. Isn't it great?
Yeah.
It's cool. It's convenient.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to worry about fishing around for quarters when I go to Roxy's to steal the mayorship from Chris Hoke.
Right.
Or Adam Klein. And I've gotten fewer parking tickets on the street like that.
Good.
But the bullshit of it is that here we are in 2011. If I want to go and recharge this, I can't go on the website. Have to go to City Hall. Go inside, go through the metal detector, get your visitor's badge, declare your business, like where you're going, show your papers, and then go up and pay them cash. I don't think they even take credit cards.
What?
Yeah.
So how does that work?
They might take credit cards. I pay cash, but...
So do you charge it with X number of dollars?
Yeah, like you put in like $30, or $20, and it is more convenient than getting a roll of quarters,
Certainly.
Like if you're in the city a lot and then you're in and out like I am, it is convenient. It's good. But I mean, come on, dude, the payment of it, like you got to go in.
Yeah, that's silly. There should be stations around town where you can go charge them.
Dude, we were in Wildwood for a week. You could pay per meter with a cell phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Beach had a pretty cool thing. They had these stations throughout the little parking area, and you would go over. Now, you had to go back to your car and put the receipt on your dash. Would you go over and just a blanket $3?
$3?
Yep. You have run your card, $3, get a receipt. You have to go put the seat on your dash.
For how long?
2 hours.
$3 for 2 hours. Yeah, that seems right.
Yeah. And I think you could add more if you wanted to. Like, I think you could. So the, like, the instant charge, you couldn't pay less than 2 hours, but $3, so that's okay. And then I think you could add more. If you want to be there longer, you could just, like, press a button, up it up, and then you would put that on your dash, and you could be there probably all day if you wanted to be.
Yeah, but it's like, it's convenient, but it's just one of those things, it's just so crazy.
Well, that's silly.
We're not going to talk too much politics, man. You know what I'm really sad about?
What?
Nonas.
I know, it's devastating.
Oh, dude, I was on vacation when I saw those tweets. I saw a tweet, he's like, did anybody tell Jersey Mike?
Yeah, that was me.
Like, tell me what? What? What happened?
I'm the one that tweeted that. Like, yeah. This death thing. Everyone's like, what's going on? I thought someone died. Well, someone did die.
What do you think contributed to the demise of Nona's? Oh, and it's so sad driving by now. Like, the windows are all soaped up, around it. It's soap
and
paper.
Well, they just finally got a website, too. Like, it breaks my heart away. But I just wonder if it was sudden for some reason. I don't know them personally. I know you do.
Well,
I don't know if you talked to them, but because I looked at their Facebook page, and like here the Friday before, like there was, or a couple days before, I don't remember what day it was. It was their final night, but they posted the specials. Like, in fact, there was something like on Monday, such and such is going to happen, but it wasn't that we will not be here. It's such a shame. They were such a great thing for the city. And
no,
I love
and
that they were solar powered, like they're innovative stuff, great food.
And it was a great story of the city, for like a really successful business too.
Yeah.
Like a couple from Jersey moved here, they opened the little shop in the market.
Right.
Honed their craft, got it down right, saved their pennies. They bought that building. They lived upstairs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just so sad.
Oh, and it looked like $1 million. The food was great. You know, I didn't.
And they used to sell hot dogs for them outside on the street.
Did that for a hot minute. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a fun little thing. But yeah, you know, I mean, I don't know if the Brothers Pizza that opened in the new building up there at 3rd and Riley. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I mean, I haven't been in there, but I know what I mean.
Yeah, so now they're
in a little hot hat complex.
Yeah, now they're bookended by
pizza shop.
Sierra's Pizza.
But they're
and
not a pizza. I mean, I know they have.
They're not
pizza.
A pizza shop, but they're a sandwich shop.
They're up a level though.
No, they definitely are. But you know, if you had to choose between going to get a Rome from Nona's, which is like their version of it, of like an Italian sub,
yeah.
which I think was like might have been like. $8 or something,
yeah.
$7 or $8, you know.
Or getting a $4 grinder.
Or getting a $4 Italian sub
right.
from, you know, Brothers Pizza or Sierva's. If you're a construction guy, you know, you're going to go to Brothers or Sierva's, you know.
It's true.
And
I mean, I can see that easily, but someone had tweeted that they had just wished that they put out like a call for help to the neighborhood, like remind people.
No, but you know what? That's another thing about Ray and Grace, too, is that they were very proud. You know, like, they wouldn't do something like that.
Right, but why not amp up your free advertising, the social media, the, you know, some flyers and, I don't know.
I don't disagree.
I don't know their style, but.
KnownasDeli.com, you know, whatever. Like, that probably would have been a.
You know.
I mean, who knows?
That's
who knows?
You email me and say, Sarah, can we do a giveaway on your site because we just want to. Draw some more attention. Then people go, oh my god, I haven't had that in so long. I'm going to go to the shop this week. I don't
right.
need to win the thing.
Yeah.
I love
it.
I forgot about it.
Yeah.
If you don't live in the neighborhood, maybe you forget about it sometimes. And that's not meant as any kind of offensive thing. There's so many, I mean, I forget about things all the time.
Oh,
some say just things, if I don't go there, it must not exist.
Dude, everything about that place was great, though.
It
man.
Was,
you know,
yeah.
The cannolis were awesome. The food was great. They had boiling
the
sodas.
Yeah.
I loved them. They had Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget Ray's free Wiffy story. You ever hear that?
Yeah. That was on one of our podcasts.
That was
podcasts.
On a podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, because totally threw me off. Sarah, have you had any Wiffy today?
No, that's right.
I don't know. And all I could think was Wiffle Ball.
Yeah.
I'm like, where is this going? Yeah, it's very sad.
Soup Spot's doing well.
Yeah, that's awesome,
that's
actually.
That's great. They took over Nick's. That's good.
It's so nice to see that building back in use.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great spot.
I mean, most of our listeners probably never went to Nick's.
Yeah, it was before my time.
Oh, well, I did.
I moved here. It's been 10 years now. I've been here for 10 years, almost to the day, last month. And it closed 10 years ago. So it closed right before I got here. Everything I read said it was closed for a decade.
No, that's
a decade's
not,
10 years, right? Last
no,
I checked.
No. Because I
what,
I
a decade's
to,
not 10 years?
No, that's what I'm saying. It can't be 10 years. It could be like a decade. I worked for Mode in 2003.
Uh-huh.
Two or three.
Okay.
And we had lunch there all the time.
On barter? Was it a Giambavo barter?
It may have been.
It probably was.
I don't recall.
Did you go to the Mode Luau?
I didn't.
No, I didn't.
I wasn't
go
in town, I don't think.
I don't think I was either. I went last year. Drank a
Did
bunch
you?
Of rum drinks for free.
Was it fun?
It was rum.
How was the cruise?
The Pride of the Susquehanna is...
I need you to not bash this.
I'm not going to bash it. You know, but it's just another one of these... I don't know if I wrote a blog post about it or if we had a conversation about it at one point, but like Harrisburg's motto could very well be... So close. Harrisburg. We're so close. We're so close to having our shit together. We're so close to being all right.
They're really trying.
Well,
they're really trying to make this succeed. They have so many events going on this summer.
No, they do.
I think I've written about them in two columns. And I haven't even been on it yet this year.
No.
I've been a couple years, but I'm going, Andy and I are going next Sunday.
They're
booked. And I'm going to write about it.
There's a bunch of shit on it. Yeah,
actually,
it's
this
great.
Sunday. What am I talking about? I have no idea what day it is because I have the day off. I'm really confused. I think it's Saturday.
Let me tell you, for the past month, I'm like head in the clouds. Just don't even know what day it is. I don't know what way is up, what way is down. It's crazy. But no, the Pride's cool, man. You know, it's fun. It's nice. But like, I looked at doing a concert series on it. You know, like the, you know,
yeah.
New York does these. There's the Rocks Off Boat Cruises, which are really
awesome.
Cool. No, it would be great. It would be great.
Tell me.
But we're so close. It's not big enough. We need a bigger boat, and
yeah.
the fucking river is only 3 feet deep. You know, I mean,
it's true.
So like, you really can't get a bigger boat. And
but
it really only, it really only, it, and only, I don't want to say only, because it is a nice ride, but it goes.
It's a nice ride. You're right, it doesn't
it's
go far,
it
a nice ride.
You know, 3/4 of a mile was ago from Market up to McClay and back.
Yeah, I don't know what it's not far.
Yeah. And
it's
it,
nice,
it just kind
though.
Of does circles. Did it break down, and it broke down a couple weeks ago, and like pontoon boats came and rescued people.
Do you know who rescues them every single time?
Tara Hawkey.
Matt Flinchbaugh.
Flinchbaugh does too,
yeah.
yeah. I know Tara Hawkey did, too.
Because Matt and his dad are, you know, longtime river rats, and they, nobody knows the river like they do. And I don't think I was on it when he had to come, but I definitely had heard. I think I was with Matt one time.
Like, it's cool, you know?
When the called
not,
and said, we need you to come help us.
Hey, we ran out of gas. You guys got,
I think it's like that.
You got a couple bucks.
They just get themselves situated. Like, if the river, you know, it's precarious because it is such a shallow river. But, like, if they...
Wide and shallow.
I want to say the tide, but, you know, if, like... The rain was low, and you think it's okay, but it's not. And they—it's kind of neat, though, how a pontoon—I don't know how they do it, but like the pontoon boats can come out and like guide them out of where they're stuck. It's—I don't know how that
it's
is
like
done.
Bumper boats.
It's kind of neat. I don't know.
I love bumper cars.
I never liked bumper cars; they always hurt.
Kai and I rode the bumper cars in Wildwood this year.
You know, I thought we could talk about vacations since we took back-to-back vacations.
You did.
You went down shore, and I went to the beach.
I did go down the shore, and you went to the beach. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about why it's down the shore and why I call it down the shore. In New Jersey, in North Jersey, you go down the parkway. What did you say?
No, nothing. Go ahead.
You go down the parkway to the shore. So you go down to the shore.
Down to the shore.
Down the shore.
Down the shore.
In Pennsylvania, you go out to the beach.
You just go to the beach.
Go to the beach. Eh, same shit. Whatever.
It is the same.
Tomato, tomato. But like, you know, you can always kind of pick out somebody from Jersey if they say, "Yeah, I went down the shore last week."
Yep.
It's fucking great. We're pumping our fists. GTL. Jersey Shore is in Italy right now.
I heard, but I still don't care.
I went through a phase. I went through a Jersey Shore phase, and I'm glad that we weren't podcasting then.
Me too. I would have laughed your ass right off this set.
It was great, though, man. I mean, come on, the situation and Snooki and...
I don't know who those people are.
You know, DJ Pauly D was here at the Zambo.
I think I included it in my blog.
Dude, they did like 1,500 tickets for that. Crazy.
What is wrong with people?
Where should we start? This is an hour-long podcast. There's a lot of shit wrong with people.
Now, I'm not into much reality television. I will admit that from time to time, the Kardashians might be on my screen. Fascinating. Just don't know what it is.
I haven't watched a single episode.
And I like Project Runway. Aside from that, my mom got me watching Chopped on vacation.
I don't know what that is.
It's on Food Network, and I thought that it was just like Top Chef.
Right.
Which I also don't watch. Because my thing with that is, like, I like Project Runway. Because I like fashion, and it's neat. It's, like, very low drama. There's only one season that had drama, and it was really annoying. But otherwise, it's, like, really about the people presenting their clothes. And you don't need to touch the clothes or taste the clothes. You just need to be able to look at them and make your own opinion about them and root for somebody. So, but in Top Chef, people make all these meals, and sure, you can go by looks and, like, the concept of the flavor. But you don't really get to taste it and be a part of it. So I know lots of people, foodie people even, that are really into that. And granted, I've never watched it, so I'm just talking out of my ass. But I don't have interest because if I can't eat the food, I don't know how I'm supposed to get into it.
I love the shit out of Man vs. Food.
Really?
Adam Reichman,
yeah,
I think
watched
his name
that.
Is. Oh, it's so good, dude. Like, just the whole, like, eat of... 10-pound hamburger.
Disgusting.
It's so great.
It's disgusting. The 10-pound hamburger is from Dubois, Pennsylvania.
Oh, really?
Denny's Beer Barrel and Pub or something.
I'm surprised
Andy
Diners...
Knows the guy.
I'm surprised Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives hasn't had Red Rabbit on. Classic American Drive-In. What a great place.
Email the guy right now.
Yeah, hey guy. Duff Goldman, Ace of Cakes. His band's at ABC tomorrow night.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I don't know anything about the band, but I know
I thought
that
you played with there before.
Yeah, he did. It was a different band though. They were called So I Had To, and now it's a different band. They're called Sandox. And there was some drama between So I Had To and Sandox, because when we first booked the show, dude, this is too fucking funny. When we first booked the show, I posted Duff Goldman's band, Sandox, or So I Had To, you know, and I did the act So I Had To on Facebook. And the guy who's in the guy who has So I Had To, his band.
And you actually caused drama on this.
I didn't cause drama. No, I didn't cause any drama. I was just saying the fucking show is happening. And the guy who has So I Had To, like, posted this whole thing, like, So I Had To is not playing on this date. Duff Goldman is no longer in the band. Like,
ooh.
Yeah. So there was some shit. That was a fun time, though. Duff's a good guy. We go down.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, looking forward to see him again.
I wouldn't know if you walked right in this bar.
My my little sister.
Oh, always a fun topic.
Yeah.
Off the record.
She's 20 now. She's living in Boston, and she's an Ace of Cakes fan. So like a good big brother that I am, I bought her the book, you know, and we duke it out, you know, because she's the little princess sister, and I'm the big brother, you know, out in the cruel, mean world. So, like, you know, I come home, and she's a little princess acting like a fucking princess, and I'm like, come on, Veronica, get your shit together. And so I bought her his book. He's got a book, you know, like, whatever, you know, Ace of Cakes, and it's like a photo history of the show and everything. So I had Duff sign it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Great gift.
Right, yeah. I had him sign it. Dear Veronica, stop being such a dick to your brother. Love, Duff.
Quit posting on Facebook.
Love, Duff. It was
great. That's awesome.
And I sat on it till like Christmas. It was like I think he was there in like I don't know June or something.
Oh, wow.
Or July, and then I gave it to her for Christmas. So it's my big brotherly,
nice.
My big brotherly thing to do. So our last podcast was sort of sloppy, huh?
Yeah, it was bad.
It was like bad breakup sex that you just never want to go back to. But we've remained
friends.
Neither
of us were into it, but we forced it out, and then we just decided
it ain't gonna work.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be doing this. We gotta end it.
We took our hiatus.
We did take a hiatus.
It wasn't purposeful, though.
No, it wasn't
purposeful. We gave each other a lot of shit about it over the last 2 years.
I know. And
you especially.
Well, no, there was a couple times that like we almost did this reunion, and, you know, here we are now.
Yes.
Feels good, right?
It does.
It's back in our same spot.
I know. Nothing's changed except someone's calling. No one ever calls me. And
it's by your dad.
It's Andy.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell him real quick.
Are you going to answer it? Oh, come on.
Hey, I'm podcasting.
Oh.
Okay.
I can't believe you just answered the fucking phone.
He's giving me so much shit about answering the phone. I'll talk to you later.
I'm not editing this out. I'm not even texting.
He left.
I'm gonna text right now, just to get you back.
I need a drink.
We can pause.
Okay.
All right.
I'll say.
So you saw the feature on Ron in the Patriot?
Yes.
What a great piece!
I am so happy with it.
Totally,
actually.
Man. Yeah.
I mean, I've known Ron for
the guy
10
deserves
years.
It, man. The guy absolutely deserves it.
I was pleasantly surprised because I don't think anyone yet has really captured like what he's done and not made it sound bad. And not only that, but I found the right people to interview that really knew how to articulate Ron's strengths.
Let's also state, you know, for full disclosure that you used to work for Ron.
Yes, I did.
And you guys are friends.
Yes, we're close friends.
Ron wouldn't pick me out of a lineup.
No.
And
he wouldn't pick most people out of the lineup.
And on paper, I shouldn't necessarily be a fan of what he does, but I absolutely am.
Well, yeah.
Because, and this is why, I'm probably at the tail end of the demographic that he targets for marketing.
Right.
We're doing some stuff at the brewery right now where we're just, you know, we're changing some things up and, you know, like, you know, just kind of doing some revamp, like, you know, upgrading the AC and we're getting a new stage curtain and all this other shit. But one thing that guy does like a fucking pro is he keeps all his places fresh. You know, like every 6, 8, 10, 12 months, he's either launching something new or reworking. Now, what was it? The place that was the sports bar is now Mulligan's, right?
Sambuca's.
Sambuca's. That was 2 years. Sambuca's was there for 2 years.
Yeah.
And people can bitch about the longevity of places, but we got plenty of longevity.
Well,
the place that we're at right now, you know, is we got plenty of, like, you know, iconic Harrisburg bars, like The Pub and Shady's and the Manor Core.
Well, Mulligan's, he actually, that redesign to make it Mulligan's is so much better than anything it had been previously, as far as the use of the space.
Right.
As a, when it was a nicer restaurant, and it was going to that industrial feel, it was a little dated, because, like, but that's Harrisburg, you know, we're a few years behind the trend. That kind of worked, but never, I don't think the entire space, the what was terrible is that bar. The bar was awful, the front space was bad, and now it's just big and open, and it's such a better use. I mean, there's a huge bar you can, don't feel awkward sitting at like you used to at Sambuca's. But even I make fun of him about how much he changes stuff. In fact, I told him that he should really name his company Mulligan's.
Yeah. Well, now, and it's funny, too, now he's got the place out on Union Deposit. He's branching out.
You know what that place was?
Yeah, he sure do.
I can't even believe it.
Yeah.
Crockenberries.
Yeah. Judd's Place.
Judd's Place.
Yeah.
And I worked for Ron back in the day when there was a street war between Dragonfly and Hardware and Eclipse. And it was crazy and intense. And I was, like, you know, in my early 20s, so maybe crazy intense, but whatever. It was. It really... It was energizing, for one. I know that sometimes... I don't know that Ron wants to actually do that again, but when we, you know, reminisce about the old days, there was that energy there of, like, grabbing those people right off the street and getting them in your place first.
Yeah.
Like, just doesn't happen anymore, you know?
Well, there's still
And at that point in time, if you had told Judd 10 years ago that Ron was going to buy Crockenberries and make it into something, he would have said, over my dead body.
Yeah.
But now, you know, times change, people matter, and they get to choose what they want to do.
And you pick your battles, and you do what you do well. You know,
I've
gone through some similar rivalries myself, but, like, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, let the haters hate, and, you know,
exactly.
Just keep doing what you're doing, you know? People are going to talk shit. You know, nobody likes the guy who's on top.
No, that's true.
That's really what it comes down to,
mm-hmm.
You know. But yeah, no, I thought it was a great piece. It was good. You know, it was a nice, you know, spotlight on him. And, you know, and
because
really,
Ron doesn't draw attention to himself personally.
No,
most people would never pick him out. Well, it's she talks about that in the article. People don't know who he is. They don't know, like, to pick him out of a lineup either.
No, he just runs a strong business.
Yep.
I mean, dude, the guy's got a dozen bars, a dozen liquor licenses. You know, I mean, that fucking A.
In this town.
Yeah.
I just have to say, you know.
Wilkes-Barre, and he's got the place up on
Stratton,
Colonial Park now. And
a couple on the West Shore. Well, we count that as the West Shore. And then he's doing Bloomsburg. That's in the works.
Yeah, saw that. Yeah, so that's good. You know, and really, like, you can say that. Like, I mean, Second Street would not be Second Street without Caniaca's Bars.
No, it certainly wouldn't.
Like, say what you will about, you know, the Hardware Bar or the place Bourbon Street, whatever it's called. And
well, they attract what they attract, but that's the thing, is because the momentum is brought downtown, more people then come downtown.
Yeah.
You don't have to go there. Yeah,
people do rent apartments in the city for the nightlife, you know? Because it's, you know, hey, here we are. I'm here every week anyway. Shit, I can get a nice two-bedroom apartment in Midtown for $600. Take it.
Right.
You know, because there's plenty of them. Plenty of them. I lost like 15 pounds in the month of June.
Did you?
Ask me what I did.
What did you do?
Stop drinking beer. Drank nothing but grape soda.
Yeah, that'll do it. Men have it so easy. You change like one little habit.
You're like the fifth woman that said that
to me.
It's
true.
What the hell?
It's true.
It's not true. We're just as self-conscious as
you
guys are.
Do you drink a lot of soda?
Soda? No, I don't drink any soda. I mean, I'll have
a lot of men,
like a glass of Coke or something now and again.
But that's not a regular part of your...
No, like, I don't go
there. I'm not really into it.
I drink ginger ale more than anything.
But a lot of men that drink regular soda, pop, whatever you want to call it, they can switch to diet, and they'll drop 10 pounds, like nothing.
Crazy.
Yeah.
No, I went to this wedding, you know, a couple months ago, and I was looking at pictures after, and I just had this belly, like this gut, in these pictures, and I was like, it was a nice suit, you know, I feel like I look good, you know, I picked that up, I was wearing a pink tie, you know, not like hot pink tie, you know, but it was, you know, it was a summery kind of tie, I felt like I looked good, but then, man, I'm looking at the pictures, I'm like, holy shit, who's that guy?
Yeah.
So I just cut beer out of my diet, and worked.
Do you miss it?
Miss beer?
Yeah.
No, because I'm madly,
really
in,
love
I'm
with the grape
madly
soda.
In love with grape soda. It's not even funny. It's just like, it just, it's so good. Everything about it, I dream about it.
And that's club soda?
Yeah, club soda and grape vodka.
Yeah, that's no calories.
You can mix it up, you know, you can do peach vodka. Mm-hmm. You could do
cherry vodka.
Cherry vodka.
Orange vodka.
Blueberry,
I like to do orange
blueberry
vodka.
Vodka.
I like orange vodka.
I had a Mountain Dew vodka.
Be careful where you order, though. We went to a bar on the West Shore, and someone ordered a Stolio and soda and got a Coke with orange vodka in it.
Stolio and Coke? Ugh.
Someone
no
misinterpreted
thanks.
Soda.
Oh, right. So I think soda.
Yeah.
Got it. So you had a Reiki session.
I did.
Tell me about your Reiki session.
Well, you know, Reiki's just so sweet. Like, you described her so well in your blog post. She just is calming.
Right.
Just herself. Just to be around her, she's just instantly calming.
Hold on. For the uninitiated, Reiki is it's a form of... it's not quite a massage. It's not quite
light
a...
touch healing.
Light touch healing. But you have to believe the core of it is that human beings, everything in this world is just... We're little balls of energy.
Which is a scientific
right.
reality.
It's proven, yeah. Like, we're
made up of energy.
Yeah, and the positive thoughts that we have or the negative thoughts that we have or the people that we interact with affect our internal energies.
Yes.
And everybody has good days and bad days. And if you focus on that and pay attention to that, if your energy is off, you're going to have an off day. What Reiki does is a Reiki master uses her talents, her skill to, with her hands or his hands, find your troubled energy spots and cleanse them from your body.
Right now, Jersey is trying to cleanse the microphone with his hands.
I am. Talking with my hands. Cleansing the microphone. Cleansing the bad energy. Now, there's nothing but love in this microphone. So I got turned on to it from Rachel turned me on to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've been going for probably 4 or 5 months now, I guess. You know, I've had half a dozen sessions, more. You know, I go every 3 or 4 weeks now. And was it? And you had one coming? Is that what it was? Like you had like a freebie coming or something? Is
yeah,
that, yeah.
And I did have that.
Right. So you went. And,
I went.
And tell me what were you thinking before you went? Like, did you like what were you expecting before you went?
I don't know what I was expecting. I just knew that I was going to go in with an open mind. And,
got it. Have to.
Yeah, and be open to. You know, I do yoga, so I know how to like do the meditation, like not the deep meditation, but I know how to do some meditative breaths and that sort of thing. And I thought, well, I'll just try to fall into this as much as I can. And that's what she encouraged, you know, the deep breaths. It was funny. As soon as she told me to take a few, she said, all those, you know, people who do yoga know how to breathe. And I think by the end of it, I swear I'd fallen asleep. But it was that funny state where you're stuck in
right.
between, like, being awake and being
yeah.
asleep.
Yeah.
And when it was finally over, I swore I had passed out. Because I felt like I'd woken up for the best nap of my life.
Yeah.
And I don't nap. And when because I'm not a good napper.
Right.
I never feel better after I nap. I feel more tired or just groggy for too long. But it was really nice and relaxing, and that was the biggest thing for me. It felt very calming and relaxing. Like, I felt like it really centered me, I guess. It was just good. Like, I just felt good.
Yeah. So you did a giveaway on your blog?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very successful.
Good. good. Yeah.
I hope she, if she wants another one sometime, that would be great. And I encourage our listeners to, if you didn't part, well, even if you did partake last time, if you weren't the winner, go for it again. Because if you can have an open mind and you want to learn a different way, especially, you know, people that need a massage but don't like being touched.
Yeah.
You know, Ricky touches you a little bit, but it's not invasive. You stay clothed. You have a blanket over you. You feel very
Yeah, you leave your clothes on.
You feel cozy. It's a very cozy feeling. You know, the lights are low. There's the typical spa kind of music.
Right,
to
yeah,
you.
New age music. Mm-hmm. And it smells, you know, like aromatherapy-ish kind of stuff involved.
It was very nice.
Yeah, I swear by it, man. You know, I mean, and what I got out of it was that, you know, I tend to run pretty hot. You know, I'm you know, I don't want to say I'm high strung, but, you know, I'm definitely, you know, easily excitable. And I kind of like let things build up,
yeah.
And I get kind of worked up about stuff. And it's just, you know, I felt like I needed some sort of something.
A release.
Yeah, well, it's not even so much a release as more of like a centering, like
yeah.
A centering. Because
I can see that.
I don't want to say I have like anxiety issues, but I definitely deal with anxiety
mm-hmm.
at times. You know, especially like in crowds. Sometimes I don't want to talk to a lot of people, but I have to,
right.
You know, and when you're talking to people and you're interacting with them, you're absorbing their energy, like everything they're saying to you and doing and everything like it's projected at you. And being in the public,
mm-hmm.
as often as I am, you know, I interact with a lot of different people and it kind of builds up, you know, but Reiki is just so good for just bringing everything kind of like back to zero.
Mm-hmm.
Is like a good way to,
yeah,
to kind of describe it. And
you see, I'm the opposite. I'm not, I wouldn't say I'm easily excited, but I'm the opposite. I absorb and absorb and absorb. And then all of a sudden I have like a giant kink in my neck because,
yeah.
oh, I'm stressed out and I didn't realize it.
Yeah.
I just push it all back and push it all down. And I actually had to postpone with her for a long time because I had a pinched nerve in my neck. And she was conscious of that and, you know, worked with that. And I have to say, it had dissipated quite a bit by the time I met with her, but I haven't had any issue
right.
since.
Yeah, it's great. I love it. I'm going again. I think I have another session next week. I go every, like, 3 or 4 weeks now.
That's
cool. So
that. She recommends, like, once every 3 weeks or so.
Yeah, well, it's, like, what the recommendation is, like, the first three sessions, like, she recommends 3 at a time. Like, you know,
yes.
Like do 3 because the focus on the mind, the body, and the spirit. And then from there, it's just like kind of preventative maintenance. But, yeah, it's just great. So you have a happy hour coming up.
I do.
I'm looking forward to it. What did I say I was going to call it? I was going to hashtag it.
What did you say? I don't remember now.
Like get fucked up with Bozich or something like that.
Yeah. Have you been around the Market Square lately?
No.
Above the bus stop there.
Like Second of Market?
Second of Market.
Uh-huh.
On the M&T building.
Right.
With a little,
the light up marquee
thing. Yeah, the marquee
thing. Yeah.
They actually put up an advertisement for it.
Nice.
Background, Starbucks.com, happy hour. So it is Wednesday, July 27th.
This coming Wednesday.
This coming Wednesday.
I'm there.
From 5:30 to 7:30.
Yeah.
It's free. Open to the public. You can RSVP on Facebook. You can find it if you search happy hour with sarahbozich.com.
Free, like free admission.
Free admission.
Not open bar, though.
No open bar, but we do have a great happy hour during the 2 hours.
What is it?
It's $1 domestic drafts, $2 well drinks, and $3 wine.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm there. Wednesday the 27th
yes.
at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
Stoked. So looking forward to it.
Some acoustic music and really just, you know, it. Come out and have a good time, midweek little socialization type thing. It was my new contributor, Kelly, who writes about running and drinking. It was her idea.
To have a Sarah Bozich happy hour.
Yes. And we've got a great response so far. So
cool.
I'm really looking forward to it, meeting a lot of people that, you know, read the blog and listen to us.
And your blog now, you got to be coming up on 10 years, right?
Close.
Yeah.
I think I started in 2003.
Yeah. It's great. Good for you.
Thanks.
I'm right behind
I mean, it was
you
real sporadic for a long time.
Right, yeah.
It's only been, since I started doing the weekend roundups, it's been about maybe 4 years. I should probably check on that.
So it's, and it's sarahbozich.com is your blog, and you you've been really consistent, and my hat is off to you for being with the weekend roundups, and like there's a lot of good stuff on there, especially like the holiday weeks when people are looking for stuff to do, and I still say this, what blogs do is and what they've almost replaced with mainstream media is the immediacy of what's going on. Like, you know, like when you put something in print, it's there in print, and that's it, you know.
And that day, people tend to leave their paper behind wherever they were.
And it's bought and sold, you know, and it's, you know, like
you can reference the post.
With the financial cutbacks and everything, like you've got like interns writing this shit, you know, and they don't get things right half the time. You make a mistake, you can correct it. Blogs are still great, man. You know, they're a little bit old school at this point.
Yeah.
Isn't that bizarre?
You know, but people say that about email, and I refuse to accept it.
Oh, yeah, no, email is like number one form of
communication. First of all, I still write handwritten thank you cards.
Do you?
I do.
Huh.
And not just, you know, for the wedding, but last year sometime, Andy and I went to some friend's house for a really, really nice dinner, and we'd never been to their home before, and it wasn't necessarily formal, but it was a very...
nice dinner.
It was a really nice dinner. Like, there were courses.
Right.
But there was just a lot of food. There was clearly a lot of attention to detail. And I got home and I wrote them a thank you note. And
nice.
Thanked them for having us at their house. And, you know, it's not completely dead.
Yeah.
The thank you cards, that's important to me. Like, I have weird rules on that.
Thank you card rules?
Yeah. Like, if I send you a gift in the mail... It depends on, like, how close, I guess, you are to somebody. But, like, sometimes a phone call is fine. But a phone call to me is the minimum. Or you should send a thank you card.
So no text message?
That's not cool.
Yeah.
And a BlackBerry message, not really cool.
Yeah.
And not saying anything is not at all cool.
Yeah.
And, but thank you cards, I don't know. My little rule is if you open the gift in front of the person, you don't have to give them a thank you card.
Yeah, because you're right there.
Right. But if you get it another time, either if you haven't seen the person in a while, maybe the phone call is something to do because you want to catch up and
sure.
take the opportunity.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for this.
No, but
it's
the gesture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, older family members, they really appreciate, like, a written thank you card.
That's a good point.
It's cool.
Yeah. And we're so
stationery
digital.
Is so pretty now.
We're so digital now. Like,
it doesn't
have to
be fancy. It's
nice.
Thank
it's nice to go analog now and again, right?
Yeah.
It's nice to just.
I can't remember how to write.
How about it, right?
You know?
Crazy.
Yeah.
So this was great. I had a lot of fun.
We're
almost there.
Wow.
How about it, huh?
We're really going to go off the record.
Yeah, we're going to go way the fuck off the record.
Off the record.
As soon as I hit stop here.
But no, this was good. What did we miss?
No, we pretty much hit it all. We didn't really go into Fios or...
Oh, yeah, because I got Fios.
At 47. You know what? Who gives a shit, man? Let's
catch up on that after I've had Fios for a while, then I can actually report on it.
And at 47, we keep it positive, you know? we poured one out for our homies at Nona's.
Happy hour.
We hit your happy hour. We talked about Reiki. Lost some weight. I love grape soda. Jock probably.
And we managed to do this without bitching about the weather.
It's amazing. Ah, you ruined it. Because it's nice and frosty in here.
Yeah, it is.
It's really cold in this top secret bat cave location. Should we do it again sometime?
I think maybe we should.
I'd love to.
Tell you what, why don't you email us if you think we should do this again sometime?
offtherecordhbg@gmail.com. You saw that forwarded to yours?
Yep, I do.
Yeah, offtherecordhbg@gmail.com. If you made it this far, high five to you. Send me an email. Send Sarah an email.
We can find us on Twitter at offtherecordhbg.
Yeah, we're not tweeting really so much from there.
No.
But Sarah's at Sarah Bozich, SARABOZICH. I'm at Jersey Mike.
You think they can handle that spelling?
You know, I have a lot of faith in the 11 people who are going to listen to this.
I think they already follow us.
Cool. See you next time. Manamana.
Phenomena. Phenomena. Phenomena.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.